sent from God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Upon coming to her, the angel said, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But Mary was greatly troubled with what was said and pondered, what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You shall conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule the house of Judah forever. And of his reign there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I know not man?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The son to be born will be holy, called the Son of God. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth has conceived a son also in her old age. For she who was thought to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to thy word." With that, the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we hear the most important words in Scripture, and you know them well, and you live them. And the moment you don't, you're in trouble, and you know it, and you come back. It was Mary's fiat, which means yes. It was Mary's yes. Scripture scholars like to have fun in reading the Scriptures, and they imagine the possibility of others having been asked the same question. Perhaps Ruth. Perhaps King David was supposed to avenge the Son of God. But Ruth said no. And maybe others, we don't know. But this one finally. And because God knew she was going to say yes, she was prepared. She said yes. The most important words in your life: God's will be done. And you who know God, of course, He's all-knowing. Everything is possible for God. He's all-loving. There's something within you that cries out, all I want is God's will. That's all I want in my life, is God's will to be carried out. Not like a little child that knows better, sneaks out of the yard and runs across the street, even when they were told, don't do it. Know it all. I can tie my own shoe. When did they say that? 3. As they trip and learn that all the way until they're 13, find out that mom and dad still know something. God knows everything. One of the problems with you people is that you come with a choice of things and you don't know which choice to make. And you said, I live here, should I buy this house, should I work here? Not very often, but sometimes, should I marry this one or should I marry that one? The bottom line is, it doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what your work is, what college you go to. It doesn't even matter whom you marry. He's already got your heart. I want God's will. That's what He wants. And He'll see to it that you're in the right house and you're the right occupation and you're with the right person, that you're raising His children that He had planned, because you said, Thy will be done. Say it with all your heart and soul. You're a little 2-year-old that knows, God knows, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen 20 years from now. God knows. Should it be this person? Most people don't do this. You're the minority. Most people have their mind set and they're out to get what they want to get. And then it falls apart and explodes in their face and they got to turn around and spend time in jail or counseling session or go through an annulment or say, I was wrong. Every time you do what you want to do, you're wrong. Even if it's right, because you want to do it and you figured it out. Even if it was the right thing. Because you didn't give it to God and say, Thy will be done, it's wrong. It won't work. It's only with God's blessing. And so we find ourselves in the last week. You've been wonderful. You didn't even light your Christmas tree. Thanks, Deb. The decorations aren't up yet. You said there are other things that are more important now. Read the witness that's in today's bulletin and see what that family went through to prepare for a celebration of Jesus' birthday. You've done a wonderful job. But we have 1 week left. Be careful. Don't be caught up into the rush. A very simple way to spend this week is whenever you hear yourself saying, well, I have to do this and I have to get this ready and I got to do this and I have to do it. Stop it. Remember, you don't have to do anything. All we need is a cave. But the Joseph filled with a Mary who's so expectant to look at this child of God for the first time. That's all you need, is a home with love. That's what we need in this house. We don't need the tree up, and we don't need the lights up, and we don't need all this baking. And we don't need. All we need is a family that lives in love. And Jesus comes to us. Put it in your heart so clear. What the Lord has to offer on His birthday, that's what I want. I want that. And whenever you don't get from someone else, wonderful, my gift is from God. That's where I want it. He's got a grace and a forgiveness and an abundance for me that is so awesome. That's what I want. And when the children ask you, whether they're adults or not, what do you want for Christmas, Mom? Oh, they've heard it before. It's not my birthday. I don't want any. No, Mom! You gave us life. This is Christmas. We're celebrating life. God gave us His Son. You gave me life. I want to give you a gift. All right. Many of you have said this. There's one thing I do want. That you be right with God. That's, I brought you into this world for the kingdom of God. You're going the other way. I want you to come back. There's a penance service Monday night. I want you to go to confession. I want you to receive the Eucharist. I want you to come back to God. It could be that drastic, of course, or it could be something equally drastic. I want you to stop drinking. That's all I ask. You're going down the wrong road. This is serious. You'll kill somebody or yourself. You're without the grace of God. Or it could be something else, maybe not equally serious, but I want peace in this home. I want a home in which we love one another. I don't want this bickering and fighting and calling names. I even hear, I hate you. You want to give me something for Christmas? I want love in this house. Oh, ma. And so they wrap up the potato peeler or the microwave non-splattering cover. Now be ready. You know, they let you know. They didn't get back to church. Mothers can sit by themselves for a midnight mass. Not one of her children join her. And on Christmas morning, here, Ma! And what mother does is take that gift and say thank you and put it to this. Aren't you going to open it? No, I asked for one thing. If you don't love me enough to be right with God, then I'll put your gift to the side. I know I need a potato peeler. And the microwave gets splattered. It would be nice to have that cover. Or whatever it is that you got in that box. But it's what you wanted to give. It's not what I needed. Let me tell you again what I need. And when you're able to give it to me, don't rush. You do it when you believe that you can do it. Then I will open your potato peeler. But not before. Moms and dads, walk the talk. You brought these children for the kingdom of God. And if they're not headed in that direction, you better do something. Well, that's kind of drastic. I think it's going to take something drastic for some of our kids. If you don't do it, look what happens. You're going along with whatever they give you, whatever they do. We have some parents who will go off and celebrate an adulterous union because we don't want to hurt our kids. You don't want to hurt your kids. Parents, give them eternal life. And settle for nothing less. Love, yes, love. But just put the gift to the side. It's all right. When you can give it to me, then I will open. Let this be such a week of preparation that every thought, every action is motivated by and imbued with that love of God. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. So every one of your thoughts, my God, I love that person. My God, I love those children. With whatever little gift they're giving, as I put it to the side, they've got to be right with You, Lord. Let that love come out. think nothing of what you're going to receive. And now I talk to the children, you adult children that are thinking of what you're going to get. We've already got eternal life. Let it be a feast of giving. Yes, celebrate, decorate, have a feast. Because life has come where there was death, light where there was darkness. But you've already got. What more could my Father give to us that He hasn't already given? Let it be a celebration of love. But it's got to start here and reject greed. Imagine on the occasion of the greatest love story that has ever been told, and we let greed come in on its occasion. You are His people. Who are we talking to? In an office party where they're over drinking? Are we talking to a people of God who come and say, Lord, show me how to celebrate? What a privilege that has been given to us to be here for this occasion as we celebrate the 2000th birthday of Jesus Christ. And if they would have gotten the calendar right, it'd be 2006 years. And He's still here. And He's still changing hearts. With the people who don't just put on a show of being followers of Jesus Christ, but in reality, acknowledging their sins and changing their lives and living that life. Because there is nothing that is impossible with God. Please stand.